Good morning, we're continuing with Maseches Dmai. We are on the third parak of Maseches Dmai, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah states, a mitzvah peres bederech natalam la'achlam. A person finds fruits on the way as he's walking, he picks them up because he wants to eat them. V'nimlach latzni, he decides, you know what, I don't want to eat this, I'm just going to put them on the side. Halacha is lo yatzni, atzi aser, he should not put them aside until he takes off Meister, because once he picked it up with intention to eat it, he was kind of them. Now they are chayiv, and Meister needs to take off Meister before leaving it on the side, and which can ultimately leave a mechshav for another person. V'im mitchilo netalam b'shvil shlo yevdu. Originally, he never had intention to eat it, never wanted to eat it. He just didn't want it to get ruined, so he picked it up to move it to the side. The halacha is he's not kainin in that case. Potter. Does not need to take off Meiser. Anything that a person is not allowed to sell as Demai. We mentioned this earlier, just depending on the quantities, depending on who he is. Sometimes when it's wholesale, you're allowed to sell things without taking off Demai. When it came to bread, certain cases of bakers, there were cases where we said a person is not chayef to take off Demai before he sells it. So, kol davar she'ein adam rashai lemachro Demai. Things which are sold in small quantities in retail, where you're making more money from it, the halacha is, lo yishlach chaver demai, you can't either give it as a gift. Even if you're not making money from it, but you can't give it away as a gift, the B'yasi mat bevade buvad sheyod yenu. B'yasi says, if it's not demai, rather it's something which for sure, you know it has not had maaser taken off of it, the halacha is, you're allowed to give it to somebody at the point when it's not misukan, you just need to tell him that maaser was not taken off, and he will fix it up on his own. But by demai, we would not allow a person to do that, and the reason is because, again, demai, people don't regard it as chamor, as important, as something which is vade chayev and maaser, and he may forget to inform the person may not take it as seriously. Ultimately, we're worried that the message won't get across while he won't take off the meiser. But when it's something which vaday is chayev and demai, we trust that the message will be given over. Mishnah Dal, Amar lachitim l'toichin kusi, or l'toichin amaratz, b'ches kasim l'meiser s'lushviyas. So quick introduction to kusim and amaratzim. Amaratz we know is somebody who's not well versed in the halachas, and therefore he does not have ne'emanus on meisers. A kusi, so there are different points in history how we regarded kusim. Kusim are a group of people, the Pesukim and Malachim talk about it, they came after the Galus of the Asaras HaShvatim, and they joined Klal Yisrael. They were called Gerei Arayos. They were nervous that they were going to be attacked by a pack of lions, therefore they converted quickly to Judaism. Now, they generally had a very well-accepted status in Judaism. They were considered to be Jews, and not besides for that, the Gemara says that they had a very high level of ne'emanos on things that they kept. There are certain things that they kept, there are other things that they didn't keep. But when it came to things that they kept, we trusted them, we knew that they were medaktik, they were very careful with these mitzvahs that they kept, to the point where they had more ne'emanos than regular Jews. Unfortunately, at a certain point in time, we found them to be ovdei avodah zarah. There was a dumas yonah that they were bowing down to, and ultimately, we had to write them off as not being Jews. So we'll find often that the term kusi, or ein Yehudi, or nachri, or guy, are going to be interchanged, because at a later point in history, we considered goyim, kusim, to be regular goyim, once we found out that they really, the basic principles were missing. So in this case, at this point in the Mishnah, we're considering them to be Jews. We're just discussing their ne'emanos with regard to maestros. They did not take off maestros. That was not one of the things on their list. They didn't feel it was one of the things that they had to be makbet about. They had a way of understanding the only chayv and meiser and food that you're eating, not food that you're selling or that you're buying. So in this case, we have a case where a person brings his grain to a kusi or an amaretz to be ground up. Not everyone had their own personal grinders, their own mill. They would bring it to the guy who would grind it for them and turn it into flour. Now the question over here is, can we trust that the flour that you deposited is the flour that you're going to be picking up when it turns into flour? So the halacha is, when it comes to a kusi or an amaretz, v'ches kasal ma'maisus v'lishviyis, we assume them to be within their chazakah. It's the same thing with regard to ma'iser and for shviyis. We assume that what you left is what you got. Well, however, when it comes to l'tochi nachri, to a non-Jew, demai, we consider it to be demai, because we assume he doesn't make a difference to him. He doesn't really care. He'll switch it for himself. He'll switch it for his stuff, for other people's stuff. So he'll just switch it. He says, the guy gave me a pound of wheat. pound of wheat, how much does it make? Can make a cheshbon, I'll give him back that amount of flour. He doesn't think anything of it, and he'll switch it around. Now, we have to understand that the problem is not necessarily that it came from the non-Jews' grain, because we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, it's not necessarily so clear that a non-Jew's grain is chayav and maaser altogether. But we're worried other Jews gave him stuff. In such a case, he mixed it up with another Jew's maaser, another Jew's grain, which was not fixed up with maaser. Hamafkid peiros of etzel kusi or etzel amar. So a person leaves it as a pikadon. He just leaves it there to watch. He asks him, "I'm not asking you to do anything with it. I'm giving you a box of wheat. Do me a favor, hold on to it until I get back. I'm going out of town." We assume that he got back what he gave. If he leaves it at a non-Jew, we assume that what he's returning is his own peros. We assume that he changed it for his own peros, because what's the big deal? I'm giving back the same amount that he took. So here there's two pirushim in the Rishon and what this Mishnah means. The Bartanur understands, like we said earlier, now it's pater. Because we assume that he gave something to the non-Jew. The non-Jew ate it and replaced it with his own stuff. And he's not chayav and meiser. However, there are other pirushim that understand that this is going in the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that holds that they can't, that non-Jews produce that grows in the Eretz Yisrael still chayav and meiser. They don't have the ability to uproot the kedusha of the land. And therefore, we assume it to be from the non-Jew's peros, and therefore it's chayav and meiser. And Rishimon says it's demai, because it's ultimately he says that he's worried that he switched it not for the non-Jew stuff, but for another Jew stuff. In other words, this guy's holding on to a bunch of people's wheat over here. He's worried that maybe he switched it for another person who left wheat. So even if it came from the non-Jew, because he switched it, but we don't know, we can't say for certain who it came from. So therefore, he considers it demai. We'll finish the last two Mishnayos in the Parak tomorrow. We'll end at Mishnah Hay. Have a great day.